Hill Reel 6.
And I thought that that was pretty good. I wasn't just doing it with sex, but that both sides enjoyed it. But I said, now that world, thank God, has finished altogether. And so it's been really handed over to the, well, geriatric, but they're not interested in actually doing of it, but they do get a lot of fun out of the pictures. And I said, of course, the more important is the mental hospital. Yes. Which is, I think, still too inclined to treat it diagnostically. You know, we can all find the...
To interpret the drawings
yes,
for...
Yeah, yes, and say, isn't it interesting? Here's yes. this, here's that again. Here's the phallic sign and all the rest of it, yes. you know. And I said, I think it's all nonsense, really. I know, I won't say nonsense, but I think the sheer therapeutic value of these people... drawing because they want to express themselves. Yes. It doesn't matter. It's the creating something. They're creating something. They're ordering something where their poor mind is a bit disordered.
Yes.
And I said, I've met medical superintendents, I know one, who said, you know, it's the happiest ward in my hospital, and we've turned it into an art room. And they draw away like mad. Oh, I shouldn't say that, should I?
Very good, yes.
I said, I knew what he meant.
Yes. There was quite a lot of occupational therapy, art therapy, at the end of the war, by the end of the war, wasn't there?
Oh, yes.
And were you really the moving spirit behind that? Or were there other people as well involved? Or
Well, I started through the book, of course, and got people interested, and then... The Southwest Regional Hospital Board, the secretary, got hold of me and said, I think I can help you here. I'd like you to form a committee of doctors and see whether we can really launch this, send it out to all hospitals and sanatoria and say, here is the questionnaire. Have you ever thought of this idea of pictures in wards or rooms, whether any of your patients would have a desire to have a bit of fun with a bit of chalk and a bit of paint and see how it goes, and would you become chairman of it? Well, I was delighted. I felt very honoured, but a bit out of place. And I saw that I'd got to get the medical acceptance of this to make what I knew was coming, was who's going to do it? You can't, you're doing it at two hospitals. How can we get the others? So that a hospital say, well, yes, I'd like art therapy. And a lot of them did. They said, yes, we would welcome it. How do we go about it? And then I said, we had to get the authorities to say there is a status, an official appointment as an art therapist.
Yes.
And that took a lot of doing. Mm. I said they would accept the occupational therapist, but they said surely the art will come into the occupation. But I said, no, it doesn't run like that. You're making something in your occupational for, in the main, a purpose of doing something physical.
Yes.
That's at the start of it. And I said, that goes back to the 1418 war.
Yes.
But this is a rather a different thing. This is a person who's, I said, it's like two and two making four, making 14, making 400. All the answers are different, but they're all right according to the patient. But if you're making a basket or you're making anything like that, it's got to be done so that it works.
Yes.
And I said, you've got to have an artist to do this, not an occupational therapist. If the occupational therapist is interested enough and can wear two hats, fine.
Yes.
Well, this has been solved for me because whereas there were, 600 or 800, I suppose, sanatoria, they're now all turned into hospitals, and they don't need, because the turnover is too quick.
Mm.
But I said there are hospitals still, and though the majority of those are mental hospitals, and there they have their art therapist, and he is analysed before he becomes one of them. And I said, I feel quite out of place. But they run a magazine, and they've made me the kind of a sacred cow. I'm one of the vice presidents of it. But I said I don't interfere with them, because I find that it's one thing to point to a picture and say, ah, there we see the sign of the cross, or blood, or the colour move, which means they're sexual, or, you know.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything to me. It does to you, well, you let it, you know, if it helps. But I think that if you can run it like my superintendent, who said they paint like mad, that's how I see it working.
Yes. You haven't really any idea of this sort of development, I suppose, during the war. That was something quite out of reach. You wouldn't have imagined that it would have developed in that way.
No.
But did seem a need, a definite need.
Oh, I think so, yes.
Yes.
I do think so. In any hospital where you've got a patient who is really a long-term patient, and I said there are all kinds of new, I don't want to go into the medical jargon, but you and I know them, and it's a common effect of, you know, it's death in the end. That's what we call a terminal disease. But I said it can be alleviated enormously if you can get them to create something. Mm. And give them the encouragement to say, as I always said, and I do say now, because I find an occasional patient at my old hospital, and they say, will you go along to see so-and-so? He's doing a bit of drawing, or she is. And I say, don't you get a thrill when you get your piece of paper, and there's nothing on it at all, and it's up to you, and you can turn that into paper where somebody says, oh, I see that. By Jove, I this is a very good, a dear old tree there, walking along a road, and so it can go on. Oh yes, I'm sure it has a niche somewhere. What makes it a little bit difficult is the money side. I've had rarely devoted, they are disciples to it, but they can't make a living out of it.
Man.
I said, you see, there, I can quote from one man I knew, they paid him £5 a month out of petty cash, and in the end he was a star performer at £5 a week, and he did his two full sessions, 3 hours, 2 days, 3 hours, and you got £5 a week. Well, I said, you've got then to say, well, that's one day, perhaps, which you can make quite a tiring day. Well, unless you can make another hospital your place within the time that you can do it, you've got to run about four hospitals at once a week, and then you may make £15 a week.
Yes. Yes, that's very difficult.
That's not on, you see.
No.
So I said, but I think that the, in time, possibly it will go out, because there will be everything for the patient, and the idea will be to get the patient out of hospital as soon as possible.
Yes.
I think that possibly is the way to get them back into the life.
Yes.
But now we're getting onto a very dangerous ground, which
well, yes, this is a rather different line of inquiry. But during the war too, you did, I think, do some lecturing to the forces.
Yes, I did.
What form did that take?
Well, I'm most interested, and I forget who put me onto this. I wasn't too well. I was still convalescing, but I wanted to do something desperately. I was on ARP and things like that. And I lectured at a camp at Lys, which is some miles from Midhurst. And I was picked up in one of their Land Rovers, and I went to see the CO. And he said, well, what are you going to talk about? So I said, well, it's going to be under current affairs. So he told me, he said, it's got to be marked under current affairs. Well, I said, well, let's make it our allies, because we've all got to be very true and loyal, and we'll take the art of the country. So there's, you know, Australia, Canada, France, Well, there are lots. Yes. In Russia, luckily.
Yes.
In fact, the only one we couldn't touch was Germany. But we did in the end, because I said, you know, there are two Germanists, and there are two of all of us. We're all in, you know, split personalities. But I then got a hold of a very good Ebedarscope and the chap that run it, and I took the leading painters that they would know. I started off, I said, we've got to start off with England, say, let's be thoroughly English. Let's take Turner and Constable. They're chums, you know about them. And they said they did. Now I said, well, we'll talk about those tonight. And I did them alternatively in that lecture. And I found that I was getting a very large audience of real tough chaps. And I found this, you know, Joseph, in practically wherever I've been, whatever I've been talking about in the arts, that what they call the common crowd, the common population, what is the term? The man in the street.
Yes.
He's only too anxious, and he will always rise to the occasion. If you say, can you get up that ladder? Yes. Can you get up that step? Of course I can. But if you say, don't worry about that, that's too highbrow, come down here. Then I said, they'll all love the inferior. Mm. And this is so. And I said, those chaps got as keen as mustard. They really did. They really surprised me by saying, well, thank you very much. What are you going to talk about next week? We do look forward to these. It took them out of their usual humdrum, except that I don't know how you can talk about this last war as humdrum when so many bombs are falling in so many places, because we even had them in Midhurst, yeah. And so I realised then that they were helping me, and it could go on. We prepared kind of diagrams of what they liked and what they didn't like, and I said it opened out a new world for me. So I think it can be, and I know, of course, it's practised now in so many schools. The art master and art mistress is very carefully selected.